What's up? I'm Steve.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's up? I'm Stephen Knight. You listen to the Stephen Knight Show. Everybody, my name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, I have to thank you for joining us tonight. We have another great show lined up. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest movie reviews. Tonight, we welcome author Travis Hunter, who recently released his new novel, Mama the Virgin. And many of you know our very own Adam Utterhoney, who is an actor. He's featured in Travis's upcoming short film based on his novel, Dark Child. Then the platinum recording group Total, I know we all remember them. Well, we're catching up with former lead singer Pamela Long, who will tell us what happened to Total and also what she's been doing, what she has going on right now. More of that in our next half hour. As always, I want you to be part of the discussion. So call in with your questions, comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in the chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. Now, Ms. Parker is out tonight. I've asked Chike to step in and co-host with me. So, Chike, what's going on with you?
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you
How
for
you
having
doing?
Me as co-host tonight. I'm doing fabulous tonight.
Well, I'm
happy to step into such big shoes of Ms. Parker's.
Absolutely. How was your weekend?
My weekend was very good, very relaxing. I had a chance to check out the Odunde Festival in Philadelphia. Odunde is the African New Year. And got to hear some great music. A friend of mine named Kiki Hall, who's a backup singer and who is also a part of Diva Ears, saw me in the crowd. She told me to come down to one of the stages because she was about to perform. And I heard a singer by the name of Rafia, who was from the Congo in Africa, and I was blown away by her performance. So we're going to try to get her on the show to see what's going on with her.
Okay. Well, I would love to have that. Definitely love to have that. Now, I know Adam's on as well. What movies did y'all see this weekend, over the weekend?
Well, I saw Prometheus.
Okay, we both saw that one. And I also saw Peace, Love, and Misunderstanding. And I also took the kids to see Madagascar 3.
Oh, you
were busy weekend.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, perfect.
So
well,
go
I'll do a quick
Adam.
Okay. Prometheus, if you don't know anything about it, it's basically a sci-fi horror movie set in kind of a distant future, or not too distant future, and it's about a team of scientists looking for this life they think is on this other planet. And, you know, tells their adventure and how they got there and what happens and what they encounter. And it's also directed by Ridley Scott, who did the original Alien. So there's a lot of different little tie-ins. It's in the same universe as the Alien movies. It's not considered an official prequel, but it is a prequel to the Alien movies because they do arrive on the same planet, but you don't need to know any of the other movies to enjoy it. I thought it was good. I wasn't too familiar. I knew the Alien series, but I don't remember the movies that well. So going into watching it, it kept my attention, kept me entertained. You know, the story seemed pretty good. Acting was fine. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. What did you think, TK?
I enjoyed it as well. And unlike you, I do remember the Alien series very well. And I thought that it was an excellent prequel to the series. What I enjoyed more about the movie is that it was very thought-provoking. on the whole premise of where do we come from?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that he attacked that very well, and also with a bit of, well, a great deal of mystery to it, because it leaves you in the balance of, you know, this whole scenario that he created could be very plausible.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Exactly. And it does have that strong science and faith and beliefs theme throughout the movie, which they did really well, I thought.
Absolutely. The film that I saw, Peace, Love, and Misunderstanding, stars Jane Fonda and Catherine Keener, which is very dramatic. You know, I'm a Jane Fonda fan way back when, and anything that she's in, I'm going to go watch it, and she never fails to deliver. And again, in this movie, she plays an aging hippie who has a daughter who's very straight-laced. She's a Republican lawyer, and both of them are at odds. They go a period of time, 20 years, without seeing each other, and now the daughter has children, and she has raised her children to be a certain way, and now after 20 years, their first time being introduced to their grandmother, who's a hippie and sells marijuana. So this is a very, very great dynamic. Jane Fonda plays it effortlessly. It's a very good movie. It's also a family movie, too, in the regards of family issues and how we come to grow for forgiveness and redemption with one another. It kind of reminded me, I don't know if anyone remembers the film On Golden Pond, which Jane Fonda starred in with her father when she was middle-aged. And she also said that that movie had a lot of redemption qualities for her personally, which this one does as well, because now she's in the role in which her father had played in that movie. So I thought it was a great performance. I give it a thumbs up. And, of course, the last movie was Madagascar 3. Hands down, was a great movie. It's great for everybody. The whole family can go see that movie. The adults will enjoy the jokes that go over the children's head, but smack them right in the face. They have a way of pleasing everybody with everything.
Was it the best one so far?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, okay.
So, Adam, is there anything that you have that's coming up that you would recommend?
I can't think off the top of my head besides, you know, the usual, The Dark Knight and the Spider-Man. I know there's something coming out soon, but I can't think of it at the moment. But, yeah, what about you?
Pretty much the same movies. I did see a movie, preview for a movie today, People Like Us. I think Michelle Pfeiffer is going to be in that one. I'm a Michelle Pfeiffer fan, and she always delivers very well in her movies. So I'm looking forward to that. It's another family drama. I tend to have an affection for those type of movies.
Mm-hmm. Well, Adam, I have to give you props because I saw the trailer for a movie you're featured in, Dark Child. Saw the trailer. Oh. You saw it for the first time today. What did you think about that?
Oh, I think it looks excellent.
It was great.
It made me excited.
It was
great.
Yeah.
Thank you, TK, for finding it, because I didn't even know it was up at the moment. But
actually, Mr. Travis Hunter sent that to me. You know, you know, when we have guests on, you know, I befriend them and I try to talk to them a little bit to learn a little bit more about them. And he did me a favor by, you know, emailing me the trailer, so I shared it with everyone.
Okay.
And again, I will co-sign that. Great, great job, Adam.
Yeah, it's great. And I'm excited to hear Travis talk about it because I've, you know, obviously worked with him. So it's going to be great to hear him talk about it later.
So tell us a little bit about your character in the movie.
Well, as you can see in the movie, I play what looks like a bad guy. But, you know, it's hard to tell these days who's good and who's bad. Blurred line. So I won't go into too many details, but I mean, officially I'm a bad guy, but you never know, you know, you never know their true motivation. So, you know, he might be good. We just don't know his whole story. So
we'll definitely see.
But and I'm sure Travis will explain it a lot better than I just did, but yeah.
Absolutely. And we'll post the link for the trailer on our Facebook page, the Stephen Knight Show. So definitely check that out later on tonight or tomorrow. And Adam. Definitely appreciate you, and congratulations on the project.
All right, yeah, thanks a lot, and I guess I will talk to you guys later.
Okay.
One more thing before you go, Adam. Yeah. Give everyone your Twitter information.
It's Fly As A Kite, FlyAsAKite. So you can find me on there, see all my posts, see all my Twitters.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And his Instagram. You got to check out his Instagram. He has some interesting things on there. You got to check him out.
Yeah,
but anyway,
they're connected to my Instagram, so you'll see all the pictures.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Adam, we appreciate you. Talk to you next
time. All right, have a good night, guys.
You too.
All right, bye.
My boy, A-Rod, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Steven?
How are you doing?
What's going on, A-Rod?
Yeah.
Hey, TK. All is well. All is well.
I know you had some drama over the weekend, but glad
everything's
okay with you.
I actually just had a flashback just a second ago when
did you?
Yeah. Because you know that what happened was right after I finished watching the game 7. So
yeah, but you're in the car.
But,
your car was total, but thank God you're okay. So
yeah, the car is a total loss. And
yeah,
I'm in pain, but you know I'm alright. I'm a survivor.
Absolutely.
Amen to that.
Yeah, but
Now there's a lot going on because I know when you got an accident, you were leaving watching Game 7 between Miami and Boston. Were you surprised at the outcome?
I just found it funny that Miss Parker's not here tonight.
Her being a Boston fan.
Careful, you know.
Yeah.
Convenient.
Yeah.
Yes, it's really convenient that of all the Monday nights you're not here, this one. So,
this is the one.
Parker, if you listen, sorry, baby girl, it's over. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. So, yeah.
But you got to give it to Boston. You got to give it to Boston. They have a lot of heart, though, right?
They have a lot of heart, but Boston's old. I mean, Boston's an old team, and any time that Rajon Rondo is your best player on the floor. No offense to Rajon. Rajon Rondo is one of the, like, top two to me, top two point guards in the league easily. Him and Russell Westbrook to me are, like, one and two.
Mm-hmm.
They can do either or. I mean, Rondo is amazing. But anytime that Rondo is your leading scorer and your leading rebounder and, of course, with the assist, that's a problem because that means that he's doing too much. He has to do scoring, rebounding, and, of course, assists, steals, all that. I mean, come on. We have a problem.
Right, yeah.
We have a problem.
Yeah.
That means that the other guys aren't stepping up. Also, Boston does not have a bench. And Boston's old.
Yeah,
Boston's Boston's just an old team. And I knew that when Boston lost Game 6, not only did they lose, but how they lost at home, it was over. It was over.
Yeah.
It was over.
Well, I have a question for you,
over.
A-Ron. I have a question for you. If you could be a part of the powers that be, what would you do different to Boston?
Oh, gosh. I got so much respect for Ray Allen. I do.
Yeah.
But it's about time for him to go ahead and, you know, hang him up. I don't want to say hang him up because Ray could actually still be a good player for like another team, but I don't think that he should be in Boston anymore. I think his best years are behind him. So maybe he can you know, for a team and, you know, help out there. But his defense isn't really good, and the scoring, it comes in bits and pieces. And that's just age, you know. That's just age. So definitely Ray should go. Paul Pierce, I'm on the fence. Paul Pierce, to me, seeing him having to play against LeBron was kind of painful. I mean, Paul Pierce is slow. Paul Pierce has no explosion. He can barely jump. I mean, all dude has is a couple of dribbles, spin, fade away shots. That's it, you know.
So
he would be good things, but definitely keep Rondo and keep Kevin Garnett, definitely.
What do you think is going to happen in the finals with OKC and Miami?
Oh, man.
I got OKC winning, I'm going to say, I want to see a seven-game series. I love it.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good, Jeff.
Yeah, it's going to be epic. This is going to be one for the history books. This is going to be one that we talk about 10 years from now. Because to see LeBron versus Kevin Durant, you know, they're going to be guarding each other head-to-head, you know, the top two scorers in the league. I feel that Kevin Durant should have been MVP this year. I said it in the past, and I will still say it. And we'll see, you know, if LeBron steps up and plays like the MVP that he is, then he deserves it. But if Kevin Durant shows out and plays, then that speaks for itself. But I feel that Miami has matchup problems with Oklahoma City. I think, Durant and James, they're cool. They can check each other, no problem. I don't know who's going to guard Westbrook for Miami. Probably more than likely, I guess it'll be maybe Wade. But then once Harden comes off of the bench, you know, then who's going to guard Harden? And I feel that Wade's going to have to guard Harden. And then Chalmers will probably end up having to guard Westbrook. That's a liability. Chalmers is not a good defender. He cannot guard Westbrook one-on-one. So that means that Westbrook is going to have fun just taking the ball into the paint, which means that they're going to have to double team. If they double team, that he can kick it out to the shooters. It's going to be interesting. And then also,
it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and then really, really quick also, Oklahoma City's bigs are good. Serge, Ibaka, Perkins, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Miami's bigs being able to guard OKC's bigs in the post. So that's going to be a big matchup problem. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm just so excited. I can't wait. Tomorrow night, can't wait. I got my popcorn.
Tomorrow night. 9 o'clock, right? Yes, absolutely.
Yes, I got my popcorn. I got my Star Pass Kids candy waiting.
You ready? So I know that you were going to watch the fight when you got in your accident. Were you able to see the fight at all?
Nah, but I'm kind of glad that I didn't. I mean, that evening kind of, how can I put it? I mean, Pacquiao lost.
Yeah.
You know. So that pretty much, I'm like, okay, I was kind of trying to get home to watch the fight that Pacquiao lost. And so it was like, wow, really? You
know? Yeah.
It was like one of those kind of wah, kind of
right, moves. Yeah.
But I heard that some drama and controversy with the
exactly, I heard that too. I heard that it was about making sure that they're able to book another fight between them two, you know, the second time they fight.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to sell out and everything. So,
yeah.
But we'll see. We'll definitely see what happens. I'm curious to see what happens with
me,
the finals here.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, also want to mention one more thing. Chad Ochocinco, a.k.a. Chad Johnson, formerly of the Cincinnati Bengals, was cut by the New England Patriots. So he's no longer a Patriot.
Wow.
Yeah, so we'll see what Evelyn says now, you know.
Well, Evelyn just mentioned tonight that they're getting a show based on their wedding, so maybe he's going to be a reality star now. Who knows?
You going to need something?
Another show for him. I mean, we all kind of saw this coming. I mean, I'm going to say it here first. I think that their relationship as real as it is, I think it's also about, you know, it's about publicity. Trying to make the money, make it for themselves. I'm not mad at them, more power to them, but I'm just calling
it
how I see it. Yeah.
I hear that.
Do you, but do it good and make it funny and make it entertaining.
Well, another question, because I see a growing trend of athletes trading in their athletic shoes for the reality camera. What do you think about that?
Ah, man. I think it's cool because athletes have, a lot of them have a very entertaining life. I mean, their lifestyle to me is just drama, reality, you know, funny, crazy, all in one. But I want to see the real stuff. I want to see like the after hours, 3 o'clock in the morning, what these athletes doing in the hotel rooms, at the clubs.
You and I and Steven both know that would need to be a pay per view. That would need to be a pay per view
kind of program. X kind of stuff. Yeah, you know, the strippers and what goes on in the hotel rooms behind closed doors. The, you know, I might be saying too much, but I think y'all know what I'm saying. I want to see the good stuff.
You want to see the real dirt. Right.
I want the true dirt. Yes. Yes. That's what I want. That's what I want to see.
We'll definitely see what happens. We'll definitely see what happens. Tell everybody where they can follow you on Twitter, Aaron.
Yo, follow me on Twitter, please. Ron Cosby, one. Ron, R-O-N, Cosby, just like Bill, the number one. Also, you can find me on Facebook, but I'm really trying to get into Twitter now. And also, I have Instagram also, so be looking out for pictures and stuff in the near future.
Yes, all right. Well, as always, we appreciate you, and we'll be definitely checking in and see what happens with the finals.
No problem.
You'll be giving
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Pump the bass. One more thing. Yo, I am a huge Total fan. Yo, please tell Pam, her fan right here, Ron Cosby, listening to her in the day, please let her know. She got a fan right here. Absolutely.
I will tell you, listen, I don't know if you noticed, Aaron, but you know, me and Pam are related.
I know.
I told you, right? Okay. I'll say what.
So you know, I need to meet her one day. I need to meet her.
Yeah, she's great people.
Right.
I can't wait to talk to her. But let's keep moving.
We'll
know,
talk about that later.
Miss Ferguson is probably sleeping on the phone as we speak.
I'm sorry, yo. Y'all ain't no business. I'll later. All right.
We miss you. Welcome back. How you doing?
Thank you. I had a nice little vacation.
Yeah.
Anybody who goes to my site knows that I had a nice little vacation because I wasn't posting anything. So I went to be with my family, and we had a nice time. We visited all the museums. And
where'd you go?
D.C.
Okay. Yeah. I love D.C.
So we had a nice little time up there, and, you know, my little cousin drove me crazy, but that was okay. So, I'm back now. So.
Well, welcome back.
That I did go see Snow White and the Huntsman this weekend, so, yay.
Did you hear that?
I didn't hear. What did she say?
Oh, I said
she went
I did
saw Snow White.
And the Huntsman.
Oh, you did? You went to go see Snow White?
I did. I know. And I liked it. I really liked it. I know Steven thinks I want to go because I'm a huge Twilight fan. But Yeah, because I wanted to see the movie, not because of the person who was actually in the movie, but anyway.
Well, what do you have for us?
Okay, well, hopefully everything that I have tonight will make up for the fact that I haven't been on the show for the last 2 weeks, even though I know we were, you know, off for 1 week, but last week. So I have a lot of things for you guys tonight. The first thing I have is for all of you ladies. Victoria's Secret is having their semi-annual sale, and as you may know, they do this twice a year. It's going on online right now, but it's in the stores starting tomorrow. Now, if you want to shop online, you can, but because things have been, you know, I think it's been online for probably since Memorial Day, and because of that, of course, they have things limited supply, so you may have better luck in the stores. But if you do want to shop online, you can get free shipping on your purchase of $25 or more with the code SHIP25. But today is the last day, so you have to hurry up and shop online if you want to do that. But, of course, you haven't missed the semi-annual sale. It's still in the stores. Bloomingdale's is having a private sale. This is one of my favorite sales of the year because they mark everything down, and then they also give you an additional 40% off of already reduced styles. So that's one of my favorite sales of the year, like hands down, because you can get all types of name brands and everything for cheap. I mean, I got a pair of Seven for All Mankind jeans for like $37 one year. I'm not saying that you're going to always come across deals like that, but it is definitely possible. And they also have, you can also save 20 to 30% off of regular style, so regular price style. So keep that in mind, too, when you're going to Bloomingdale's. And also they're having, like, their denim sale, and they do all kinds of crazy discounts off of their premium denim. Pipeline is having their line tag sale. So if you shop now, you can save up to 50% off of select styles. And again, Pipeline has, you know, all types of name brands, and they even have name brands that are still reputable that you've never heard of. And this is for men and women, mostly women, but, you know, men can shop there too. So I would definitely try to check that out because they sell shoes, accessories, luggage, everything you can think of that you might want to wear or put in a bag to wear, they have it. I mean, it's I love Pipeline. Nine West, this is, of course, for the ladies. Nine West is having their sale, and if you shop there now, you can get 60% off, up to 60% off of select styles. Plus, you can if you buy one, you can get 50% off of select styles. So that's a great little sale to try to move them down to Nine West to go. And I think that sale is going on through the 30th of this month. New York and Company, if you shop there now, you can buy one, get one 75% off of everything on. But this is online only. So you have to log on to New York and Company. In stores, you're going to have something completely different. I think in stores, they're doing 50% off of everything. But online, they're doing buy one, get one 75% off. Plus, you get an extra 20% off of your entire purchase with code 2525. So that may be something you guys want to check out because, you know, you're saving more money hands down if you're shopping online. You're not going to get the free shipping. But, I mean, who cares? I mean, seriously, you're going to be spending like $5. So, you know, to save all that money. So I would definitely suggest trying to visit New York and Company. Shoes.com, that's one of my favorite shoe websites because they have every pair of shoes on this website known to man. They're having a sale. It's not that good of a sale, but it's still a sale nonetheless. So if you shop there now, you can get 10% off of your entire purchase with the code SHOES10. So that's SHOES and then 10. Plus, you can get free shipping on all of your orders from now through through June 30th through the end of this month. Steve Madden, and this is a sale that is in stores and online. This is for men and women. You can shop now. If you shop there now, you can get 15% off of your purchase. Plus, you can get free shipping off of your entire purchase of $75 or more, but you have to use the code SMSHOPIT15. Okay? The Gap, they're having a sale in stores and online, and this is for everyone, men and women, and you can get 30% off of select styles there. The Limited, of course, everybody knows this is one of my favorite stores as well. The Limited, and this is an in-store only sale. If you shop the Limited now, you can get an extra 40% off of already reduced prices for savings up to 70%. So that's like astronomical, especially with the Limited, because I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but over the last few years, the Limited has like gone up in price. And I don't even know what they're thinking about half the time. Sometimes I think they bump their heads, but, you know, they're having this sale. I mean, I really do, but they're having this sale, so that's a good thing. You can get an extra 40% off of already reduced prices. And then last but not least, BC Max Adria. Now, I always tell you guys that whenever I stop BCBG, I usually go to the outlet mall, but this is an exception. This is actually in the mall, not the outlet. So I just want to make sure that I specify that. If you shop BC, if you go into, I know if you're in the Atlanta area, the nearest BC, you know, they have a BCBG store at Perimeter Mall. They also have one at Lenox Mall where they're having their summer sale. And you, if you shop there now, you can get up to 60% off of select styles. Okay, so that's all I have for you this week. But I hope that makes up for the fact that I wasn't, you know, on last week. So please forgive me.
So they can go check all this out at budgetshopaholic.com. Is that correct?
They surely can, yes.
All right, and there'll be a link on our Facebook page as well. So we thank you, as always, Ms. Ferguson, and welcome back.
Okay, thank you. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay.
See you, Janelle.
Yeah. See you, TK. Nice talking to you.
Now, we're going to press for time. I'm going to go quickly through entertainment news. Robin Roberts of ABC Good Morning America, many know that she battled cancer a couple years ago, successfully battled it, but as a result of the treatment, she has been diagnosed with bone marrow disease, and as of today, she had to start chemotherapy, and she's going to have a bone marrow transplant. So we'll definitely keep her in our thoughts and prayers. P. Diddy's son, Justin, we all know that he graduated and got the scholarship for football. He actually graduated this past weekend, so congratulations to him. P. Diddy, in other news, his restaurant, Justin's, here in Buckhead, got closed down. I know it's kind of competitive with the economy being the way it is. We know he'll be all right. He got plenty of money. World Changes the Church. Pastor Creflo Dollar was arrested Friday for choking his 15-year-old daughter. Apparently assaulted her. They had issues about her going to the party. He didn't want her to go. He got arrested. Well, he was in church on Sunday, and he told the congregation that the charges were not true and that the bruises on her neck were from something else, unrelated. Lauryn Hill, she's facing jail time for failing to file her taxes. Owes up more than $500K in back taxes. She released a statement on Twitter, which she rarely does, just saying that she stopped paying taxes because she left the industry because they tried to take away your credit. Activity and try to, you know, just have their way in your life, and she left it all. And although I really love Lauryn Hill, you don't get to make the rules, but I pay your taxes. So hope she doesn't take care of everything.
Stephen, does this mean that she's going to come back to the industry to actually earn the money that she now owes the United States?
Well, the thing is, she's been touring. She's been touring for years, you know what I mean, overseas and in the country. So, you know, hopefully, because she made, you know, over $1 million in the last 2 years. So hopefully she's able, she has the money to pay what she needs to pay. But she does go to court later this month to see what's going on. So we definitely wish the best for Lauryn Hill because, you know, we all love Lauryn, you know.
Absolutely.
And finally, Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, she tweeted, she was in Paris with at the Kanye West and Jay-Z concert, and she tweeted, "Ends in Paris," which you all know is the title of their song that they have, and they didn't have a fence. They didn't take a fence tour because they performed 11 times that night. Chica, let me ask you, was she out of line?
I'm just going to say this. Just because she is who she is and she was where she was and the circumstances that are, she shouldn't have.
Yeah.
That's just all I'm going to say about it.
And also, I agree. I was watching The View and they were talking about this, and what Sherry Shepherd said was, and I agree, if you're not African-American and you use the N-word, you can expect backlash. That's just, I mean, it's a given.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a given. But, you know,
absolutely,
we all love Gwyneth Paltrow, and I know she probably didn't mean anything by it, but you got to be careful when you talk about certain things. But anyway, let's take a quick commercial break and come back. We're talking to Travis Hunter. Right back.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch The Countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Travis Hunter is an author, mentor, and father. His first novel, The Hearts of Men, was originally published in 2000 by Hunter's own company, Jim Gross Publishing House, and was later released by Random House Imprint, which began a successful evolution of published novels. Married but Still Looking, Troubled Man, A One-Man Woman, Something to Die For, A Family Sin, and his latest novel, Dark Child. Inspired by his work with Teen, Hunter created a young adult series, To the Hard Way, At the Crossroads, and On the Come Up. Here to talk about his career and his latest project, please help me welcome Travis Hunter. Welcome to the show.
Yo, what's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear
you.
Sir. How you doing?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm good, man. I'm good. How y'all feeling?
We're good. I gotta let you know that when I, announced that you'd be on the show, I had people, sending me text messages and tweeting me saying that he's such a great author. First of all, what is the inspiration behind your work? I mean, obviously you talk about some real deep subjects here. What's the inspiration behind that? You there, Trevor? Did we lose him? Chica?
I'm still here.
Okay, so he's still on the line, apparently.
Yeah, he tweeted me earlier and said he was having a little difficulty. Maybe, hopefully the problem will alleviate itself.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, just while we're waiting for things to work itself out, his latest novel is called Mama's a Virgin, which is about a woman who is raped at 14, her mother threw her out at 16, and she was forced to live with a man three times her age. Abuse was all she had known, and she had gotten comfortable as a bottom dweller until her son was taken from her. That's when she decided to become from the predator instead of being the prey. And, that definitely sounds like a very interesting book. I know he's calling back in now. I just got word of that. But that work, and then, he did, they just completed the short film, Dark Child, which Adam, he had a feature role in there. So I know that we saw the trailer today. I can't wait to see that.
I know. It looks like it's very, it has a lot of weight to it.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know where he got his inspiration from for those stories.
I'm trying to see what's going on now. But yeah, when anytime you're live, things like this happen. But Travis Hunter, he's always welcome to come back on the show and talk about his artistry. Obviously he has a great following. If you want to learn, I think he's on. Is he on?
Hello, can you hear me?
There we go.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on, man. I've called like four or five times. I keep getting disconnected.
Oh, no. Well, briefly, tell us about your inspiration behind your project. I mean, your novels, really. What inspired you to write these stories?
Georgia Power. Keep the lights on, baby.
I hear that.
Yeah, man. I'll just enjoy writing. I mean, I grew up. My mom didn't really believe in spanking, so one of my punishments was to go in the room and read. She was trying her best to turn me into a nerd, because my cousins, growing up in Philadelphia and South Carolina, they was, on the streets doing their thing. I was never really like that. I used to play ball, but she didn't know that, so she saw me running with them. So that was her way to kind of, divert me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
She just used to make me read a lot, and I got caught up in reading. I started enjoying the books, and then she saw that, and she was like, give me them damn books. Just sit in the room and just be quiet. So one of the things I did when I started my foundation was to have my guys start reading.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't find any books for them, in the stores. There was no books with positive black men. So I was like, you know what, just throw a dart on the board and try to write my own. And I just wrote my first book. It's called The Hearts of Men, and then from there I kept getting book deals after that. And so, one book turned into another book. Now I'm working on book number 12. And, with my book Dark Child, I just took some chances. I stepped away from relationships, and human drama, and just started dealing with social dramas and social issues. And so, Dark Child is about people stealing poor black babies and selling them on the black market. And
mm-hmm.
so... Had an opportunity to do a short film, and you know, I put a cast together. I wrote it, directed it, produced it, put a cast together, and basically, it's a 20-minute film. And you know, you could, I think you saw the Chiki, you saw the trailer today, right?
The trailer, yeah.
Yes, I did.
I saw it too. It was very good.
Yeah. So I appreciate that. Yeah. So we got Adam in there doing his thing, and you know, we got a great cast of a great cast to pull together for this short film. It's like I said, it's only like maybe 20 minutes, 19 minutes, and you know, we're going to do the festival route and present it to some different power brokers. I've already had a meeting with one really big one, and they were super interested and actually gave me another idea to turn it into a series instead of a feature. So, you know, hopefully, you know, one of the this is like, you know, I had a meeting this weekend with a really, really, you know, big shot. So, you know, hopefully, I'm not going to jinx it and say the name or anything, but, you know, hopefully some good stuff will come of it, because, you know, I wanted to put a quality product out there. And, you know, it's got a lot. It's got everything. It's got comedy in there. It's got, you know, some drama, some intrigue. It's some, you know, whodunit, why they do it. You know, all of that. All of that's in this 20-minute, you know, film. So, you know, it was just a great opportunity that I had, and I tried to take advantage of it.
So what do you want ultimately your brand to be? You know, you have the novels, now you're going into film. What do you want the brand to be? Do you want it to just expand as far as it can, or do you have personal goals that you set for yourself?
You know, just some quality. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, there are lots of rooms out there for everybody. You know, I hate when people hate on Tyler Perry or hate on Spike Lee or hate on Will Pack. It's room. We don't. It's not one or the other for us, and we sometimes look at it like that. You know, I like Tyler Perry, but I don't like Spike Lee. I like Spike Lee, but I don't like Tyler. And you don't have to. You can like them both. You know, and I just think that there's a lot of quality product out there. And we're such a diverse group of people that, you know, there's something for everybody. You know, and so what I just want to put out there is, you know, what I consider quality. Because that's a word that's, you know, it's subjective. You know, it's all on you know, what you think is quality. You know, so I don't judge people. I don't pat. Well, yeah, we all judge, but not in that sense. I don't, you know, I don't care if you like this person. I mean, there's room. When I'm writing my books, you know, it's when people, well, I don't like this guy. Well, you can like both. You mean, after you read one book, you just want another one to read. You know,
exactly.
So, you know, I mean, I can only put one book out every year. If you just read my books, you're not reading very much.
What can we expect to see Dark Child?
The short film should be done. The short film should be done June 30th. That's when we're gonna, you know, have everything, all of the edits done and everything. We're gonna have a premiere here in Atlanta on July 28th. We're gonna have a premiere here, and I'll be posting it on Facebook and Twitter. And then, you know, we'll take it off to the short film circuit. And you know, I'm having lots of different meetings set up already. I don't know how people are hearing about it because the trailer just came out. I just finished the trailer on Thursday, and I took it down for a while because I still got a little tweaking to do. But, you know, I mean, it's probably got, the first time we had it up, it had about 150 hits, and now I just put it up again, I think day before yesterday, and then it's got like almost 200 hits already. So I don't know.
People
are talking about it, but, and that's a good thing, is because it's a trailer. You just want to get people interested in it. So,
exactly.
You know, the thing is, you just want to keep pushing forward, and that's why I keep doing it. I keep trying to push myself to do something different. You know, you can get confused.
I get it.
You know, so I just want to keep pushing. But Dark Child should be done June 30th. It should probably be ready for everybody July 1st or whatever. And then I'll post it on the website. It'll be Dark Child the Movie. And that's darkchildthemovie.com. And, you know, I'll put all of that stuff on Facebook and Twitter so people can, you know, they can, you know, follow it and check it out and, you know, give us their thoughts.
I hear that. Well, listen, we thank you for coming on. I'm excited to see it. The trailer blew me away. I was, you know, me knowing Adam, you know, I was blown away. So we definitely thank you for coming on. And people can go to your website, TravisHunter.com, for more information on your project. Is that correct?
Yeah, man. I mean, my website is, I need to really, really update it. I'm so bad with that kind of stuff. I put a book out one time and didn't even put it on my website. What kind of salesman am I? But yeah, I'm going to update the site. I got people on my back, man. But I'm really that dude that just tries to create, and I'm not interested in celebrity at all. You know, that's not my thing. I couldn't care less about being a celebrity. it's more about the work, putting the work out there, and you know, just having some quality stuff for everyone to see. So, you know, but yeah, I'm gonna update my site, and I'll probably put the Dark Child movie up there, and you know, we'll see, man. We'll get it straight.
We'll get it going. All right. Well, keep us posted on everything, and congratulations to you on everything, and have a good night, okay?
All right, thanks, bro. And, the Twitter is, what is my Twitter? Hell, I don't know. Anyway, whatever. What is it? At Travis E? What is it? At Travis E. Hunter?
Yeah, we'll put a link on our Facebook.
Yeah, put it on there, man. Whatever. I got to get on top of that, too, man. At Travis E. Hunter, I think it is.
All right, y'all. We definitely appreciate you. All right.
All right, thanks for having me, man. Peace.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're talking to my big sis, Pamela Long. We'll be right back after this.
While you're sitting there on the couch, wonder what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Maid, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media networks. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
In the 1990s, Bad Boy Entertainment recording artist Total dominated the charts with hits such as Can't You See, My Favorite, Kissing You, No One Else, and What About Us, just to name a few. Pamela Long, former lead singer of the Certified Platinum Recording Group, has reemerged after an 11-year hiatus. Armed with a new sound, but the vocals we all fell in love with, you can expect to hear inspirational music that is uplifting, soulful, and message-centered. Her strength lies in her willingness to share her life journey and sing freely. Now, I will tell you a very interesting fact that many don't know is that we are family. We're related. We have the same brother. My biggest brother, my half-brother, is her brother as well. And I've known Pam for a very long time. Her story is very powerful, and I'm very happy to have her on the show tonight. Please help welcome my big sister, Pam Long. Welcome to the show, Pam.
What's good, Stephen? How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm doing good. I can't complain. Doing well today.
I hear that. Well, let me start it off because I know you get asked about this all the time. People want to know, what happened to Total?
He said everybody asks, want to know what happened to Total. You know what? Well, Stephen, I can say it like this. Total is not over. You know, at the end of the day, it's just like, because of the fact that people don't see us on the stage, it's just like, you know, they want to know what happened to Total as far as being on the stage. It's a different story, but Total is always going to be because of the fact that when you have something that's real, when you three females that came from the place of myself, Kim and Keisha, and it's just like, you know, to come up and to really have a true sisterhood, it'll never be over. You know, it'll never be over. It's just like, you know, I can always get on the phone and be like, hey, Keith, you know, I can get on the phone and be like, hey, Kima. So as far as Total being over, personally, it'll never be over. But as far as on the stage, what happened was that, you know, sometimes in life, you know, you got to find yourself. And that's what happened to, I can definitely speak for myself. I had to find Pamela. I had to come to a place where I can look in the mirror and know the things that I was doing, the things that I was saying was coming from me and that it was true. Because at one point I had lost myself. So it's just like, you know, for the most part, that's what happened to Total. You know, it came to a point where it's just like, yo, look, it was a pause because of the fact that it had become I had become a mannequin. You know what I mean? It was just like, you know, just being there in appearance, but wasn't there really. So it was just like I needed to have a pause in my life so that I can find myself.
Well, you know, I had the opportunity back in, I believe it was 1998, when you were on tour of Drew Hill, Total on tour of Drew Hill. And
right.
I remember you all came to Richmond, And you hooked us up. We were with y'all the whole day with Jamal.
Yes, we had a ball.
It was like, oh, my God. It was like being with superstars. You know what I mean?
Yes. And we had a good time, though. We really did, bro.
Just from seeing you all behind the scenes, seeing y'all getting ready for the show, getting in makeup and wardrobe and everything, and to see you live on stage, and y'all rocked it that night. One thing I always known about you is that you've always been a humble person. You've always been a forthcoming person. But then I remember a couple years later, I came up there and we went to Bible study together. Do you remember this?
Right. Yes.
We went to Bible study together, and just the way I think you had a friend that was going through a difficult time at the time, and I remember saying to you, "Wow!" I was just blown away by, you know, the way that you dealt with that situation. And you kind of explained to me that you'd been through some things and that you really turned your life, you know, really to the Lord, and that kind of just changed the way you saw things. Tell us a little bit about that, you know, giving as much as you want to give.
Wow. You know, Stephen, it's just like I look at my life then, and a lot of people, it's like, you know, Pamela, you were very humble back then, such. But it's just like, you know what, Stephen, I've come to learn that, you know, it may have been humbleness to some, but was it really truly humbleness? You know, I look at it, it's just like I've learned over just the years of my life, just from experience with really just walking with the Lord, to where it's just like I understand now that when you're humble, you don't have a motive behind your humbleness. You know what I mean? I was at a point where I had become so selfish because it was self-employed. You know, it was all about me. So it's just like, you know, with you on the forefront, it's just like you have a so-called sense of humbleness, but it's not humbleness because your motive is to get, you know, is to get what you can. You know, to get what you can, and it's just like at the end of the day, I am grateful because it's just like when I gave my life to Christ, it changed everything about me. You know, it changed my outlook. My eyes was open to the point where it was just like I can really, truly, honestly not just see everybody else, but I can see the real me and see how many flaws that I really, really had. I can really, really see. I can look at the man in the mirror and say, okay, look, you know, if I want to blame anybody for anything, or if I want to, you know, come against anybody for anything, all I have to do is look in the mirror and I'll see me first before I can see anybody else. And that's where true humbleness, that's where the humbleness came, is the more I started to get closer to God, the more I started to really see me. So it's just like now, it's just like I'm looking at the man in the mirror and I'm saying, wow, I really, truly, honestly need some help. Because at the end of the day, only I know what people don't know. You know, people can only look at the outside and see, okay, you know, such a nice person, this, that, and the third, da-da-da-da-da. But am I really? You know, am I really? Because I live with me. I live with me. I wake up, I lay down with me every day. And it's just like every day that I get up, Stephen, it's just like I'm learning more and more that, you know what, I really do need a Savior, because had he not found me, I don't know where I would be today.
Do you find that same spirit of knowing who you are and having that relationship with the Lord? I always wonder, people who are in the public eye, that, you know, during the blogs, the people are saying this about them, is that kind of what you use to make sure that you know who you are and not what people are saying about you?
Well, as far as what, I didn't hear the rest of your question, Stephen. I'm sorry.
Also, you know how people, you know, when people are blogging and they're saying this thing about you or saying this about you, whatever it is,
right?
You know, they don't know who Pamela Long is. You know, the essence of her. Is that what keeps you centered, that relationship and that knowing who you are as a person?
What, my relationship with the Lord, knowing who I am as a person? That definitely keeps me centered, Stephen. You know what? Because at the end of the day, like you said, you see the things that people say, and honestly, you hear a lot more what people say than you see anyway. You know what I mean? So for the most part, it's just like, Stephen, it comes to a point in my life where I say, okay, God, I know where I've been. I know where I've been in my life. I know the things that I've done in my life. I can't take them back, but what it is that I can allow you to live your life in me and through me and shine through to where people will say, it's something different about her. I remember she used to, you know what I mean? I remember when she used to, but it's just something that's just different, and it's just like I'm learning how to allow my life to speak for me, because, Stephen, you know what, in the beginning it was hard for me because I said, well, dog, you know, people feel like they got me so pinpointed. You know, it seemed like people are like, you know, I know her, such and such and such. Okay, you know what I've done, but do you really know me? Have you stopped to even ask Pamela about Pamela? Because what it is that you think you know her, but really do you know her? So it's just like at the end of the day, Stephen, I'm learning how to close my ears to a lot of things that honestly sometimes I can't even front. It hurts. And her, you're like, well, dog, you know what? You say to yourself, well, wow, is that what you really think of me? Or do you think that I'm doing A, B, C, and D? Is that so? But at the end of the day, I'm learning how to say, you know what? I cannot change what happened yesterday. But what it is that I can live differently today to where you can look at my life, and I'm not afraid for you to ask me anything, because if you ask me, I have nothing to hide. Because the fact I'm grateful, Stephen, because of the simple fact that I say, because I know who I am today, that if you ask me, I'm woman enough to answer you.
Well, you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about your music, because, Pam, I'm gonna take it back to 1994.
Right now.
When you came down to our house in Virginia with our brother, you came down, and you were so shy. And you were telling us that you're going to be in this girl group. And we were like, well, sing. You know, everybody said, well, sing something for us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the time, you were a little nervous. You said, well, I'll be upstairs. I'll go downstairs and I'll sing.
And I'll sing.
And when you sang, Home by Stephanie Mills. When I tell you,
Steven.
I got a tingling in me like, this girl can sing. And even again, when I came up to Jersey, to see our brother. I came up there, and you take again for me just in that space, in the kitchen, your mother's kitchen. The same feeling. Like, and so that's why I'm so glad that you're back doing music. You took a little year, you know, to figure things out, but now you're back. Tell us about your new music.
The new music is definitely, I'm excited about it because, you know what, Stephen, it's my life on paper. You know, honestly, If you definitely wanna know something about me, you can definitely say, you remember the album Mary did, My Life? It was so transparent, and it was really Mary's life. This album is really my life, and it's R&B. Like, it's definitely straight up R&B. It's good music. Yeah, no, I'm gonna be honest. It ain't booty shaking. I ain't talking raunchy. Because that's not who I am anymore. I've done that in my life, and it's just like because of the woman that I am today, it's just like I'm like, yo, nah, I'm not trying to put nothing out there that's going to misrepresent my king because of him who I serve, you know. But at the end of the day, people feel like, you know, because of the fact that you saved, that you can't do good music. I'm like, yo, look, at the end of the day, like, I'm saved. I still love good music. I'm just dancing with the king. You know, that's what I'm doing. I'm dancing with the king, and it's just like the things that he gives to you. It's just like the gift that God has given to each person. It's just like all you got to do is give it back to him, and he'll show you what to do with it. And that's what he did. And it was just like, yo, Stephen, I'm so excited about this album because I'm telling you, it's just me, you know, and it's transparent. It's from A to Z. Whatever it is that went down in my life and what's going on in my life is on this album.
So is it different now being a solo artist as opposed to being with the other ladies?
Yes, Stephen.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I miss Kima and Keisha. You know, I'm not even going to come because it's just like, you know, you go from age 15 to being with somebody, and then it's just like, you know, today I'm 36 years old. Like, I'm like, a lot of people be like, oh, you want to tell your age? Yes, I am. I'm 36.
And
going from 16 to 36.
And looks great. You look great.
Well, praise God. I know that's right. I'm grateful for that. I always tell people, Stephen, I'm like, Jesus looked good on me. I'm grateful.
Uh-huh.
I'm grateful. Yeah. I'm grateful for it, Stephen. I really do miss Kima and Keisha, but it's just like at the same time too, to have their support and to have them like your P girl, you know, we your biggest fans, like we going hard for you, to have them repping for me like that. You know, for them to be like, yo, when I remember I did a show and Kima was like, she hit me and was like, and it was in Jersey. She was like, why you ain't, I don't want to tell where she live at because I don't know if, you know, she want me to put it out there, but she's like, you ain't tell me such that she was performing, I would have came. And it's just like the same thing when, you know, when I go see Keisha, Keisha's out in L.A., when I go to L.A., it's just like Keisha repping hard for me, you know, such and such and such. And it's just like a lot of people even ask, like, is Total going to do another album? And Stephen, yes, we are. Like, that's why I say, like, a lot of people be like, yo, what's good? It's just like right now, individually, Keisha's doing some stuff. Kima's actually doing some stuff. And even on the album, Keisha's already on this album. Like, Keisha's on the album.
Okay.
And then it's just like, you know, then Kima, too, is going to be a part of the album. So it's just like, yo, like, that's why I'm telling people, like, yo, look, when you get your life right and you get your life together, everything will come full circle, for real.
I hear that. So last year you had the opportunity to go overseas in the U.K.
Yes.
You did some shows over there. What was that experience? Was that the first time, like, in a big arena you doing solo?
Yes, it was.
I saw YouTube clips and you tore it up. You tore it up.
Right.
Even
thank you,
the solo
Steven.
Songs, you tore it up. For real.
Thank you, Stephen. It was a lot of fun, and it was just like, you know, honestly, I remember getting on the stage, and Stephen, when I did the sound check, I was crying after sound check because it was just like, it was so fulfilling for one just to be back on the stage, and then two to be performing at Indigo 2 in London, the biggest arena out there. You know what I mean? London. And then, too, on top of that, it was just like, it was just a breath of fresh air. And then to just really be like, wow, I'm by myself on the stage and I'm doing it. And it's just like, you know what? Wow, I really can do it. Like the gift and the talent that I have, that God has given to me, like, wow, I'm doing it. Like, I'm really doing it. Stephen, I was crying at soundcheck. And I remember at the time, my manager, the cameraman that was doing the whole thing, that was taking care of everything, he came over to me and he was crying. And he said, yo, he said, Pamela, he was like, he was just like, to see you back in your element, he said, means so much to me. He said that it hit me in my heart. He was just like, all I can do is just tell you that I'm so happy for you, Stephen. It messed me up. It messed me up. I was so grateful.
You know, I think that's just me, you know, knowing you. And I remember right before Total came out, you know what I mean? And then when I would come up and I'd see you and you were talking about certain things that you were working on, you had going on, but to see you back making great music. I listened to Dare to Dream tonight. You know, I love it. You know, what can we expect on your new project?
Well, you can expect, definitely, you can expect the new single, Stephen, actually, we're going to get it down to you. I know Zion was trying, my manager, she was trying to get everything situated, but we'll have it to you no later than the end of this week. And the new joint is called By Myself. The record is definitely a fly record. You can expect ballads. You can expect joints on the album of me talking about my Lord and Savior, definitely, because, you know, if it wasn't for him, if it wasn't for Christ, then where would I be, you know? So you can expect, like, up joints. You could expect joints that's going to rock you in the club and all of that. Like, I definitely can say that you got a big flavor on this album, but most of all, I'm glad that I can truly say that you'll get to know Pamela on this album.
I hear that.
That's one thing that you're going to do. You're going to say, oh, wow, okay. Wow, I know who she is now. And it's relatable because this album is so personal to the point where it's just like, Stephen, like every song, I really believe that somebody can say, dog, I can relate to that because of the fact it deals with issues, it deals with situations, it deals with circumstances, and then it deals with the resolution to all of that, though. You know, don't leave me hanging without something to tell me, like,
right,
you know what,
right,
after all of this, you know, we went through all of this together. Okay, so then how do I get through this? And you'll get all of that on this record.
So when can we expect to hear the album? When's it coming out?
Well, the album actually is going to drop this year. We didn't put a date on it as of yet. You know how it is when you got to do your first single. Then, you know, everybody say, okay, you know, the first single was hot. Can she do it again? Yes, I can.
Right,
here come another joint. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then
here
that's when the album
will
drop, Steven. You know how it is. So when you definitely do something, and I look at it as, you know, at first it was very challenging for me just in the thought process. You know, that's where Dare to Dream had come from. You know, you spoke about the song Dare to Dream, Steven.
Yeah.
Needless to say, that came about by an author by the name of Nicole Simpson, which is a mentor of mine. And she was writing this book called Dare to Dream. She called me one day and was like, Pamela, she was like, I want you to write the foreword on the book. And I was like, all right, cool, I'll do it. Then she called me back. She said, not only do I want you to write the foreword, she said, but I want you to write a song to it. She's like, I never heard a song to a book. She's like, I think you should do it, Steven. The words came to me, like, within a minute. And it was just like, you know, because of the fact, honestly, because of the fact, I really stopped daring to dream. It was at one point where I thought I couldn't do it by myself. I was like, you know, it's over. Total was disbanded. You know, Puffy not here. You know, I don't got the major label backing me and this, that, and the third. And it was just like, Steven, everybody was saying, come on, come on. You know, and you can put the fake smile on. You know how
right,
to put a fake smile on. It's like, you're right, I can do it. But on the inside, Steven, I was slowly dying because I said, I can't do this anymore. But when there's a dream, when she spoke those words to me, Steven, it was almost as if God was saying to me, and like I always say, it's nothing against Kima and Keisha, but God was saying that Kima and Keisha and Puffy didn't give you your talent.
Right.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did. You can do this with or without. Come on, Pamela, get yourself together. Gather yourself and know where your help comes from. Come on, you can do this.
Yeah.
I gave this to you. And Stephen, from that moment, I've been daring to dream, but now I'm living it out. I've seen things go to saying to myself, like, I can't make it, to saying to myself that I'm going to make it, and I am making it.
Wow.
You know, so it's just like, Steven, I look at it and I say that at the end of the day, if I sell one record or two records, I know at the end of the day, whatever I do sell is not for me, but it's for that person. It's for somebody else, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
For somebody else, but I can honestly say I already know that it's definitely going further than two records.
Oh,
I believe
yeah.
that it's going two,
oh,
three,
yeah.
four, six, seven, eight
I
platinum.
Mean,
that's what I'm looking for.
Because when I was looking at the videos online from you performing in the UK, just the response, the comments on there, you know what I mean?
Wow,
and
nice.
Even there, and then even people who that knew you were coming to the show. Yeah, we want to know what happened. You know, what's she doing?
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to be excited to hear about the new project. You know, the buzz is definitely there. So I wish
you nothing but
success with this project.
Oh, Steven, thank you, bro.
Yeah. And I definitely want you to come back on when the project drops so we can talk more about it. And,
of course.
And so in the meantime, people can go to PamelaLongOnline.com and figure out what's going on with the single, where they can hear new music, where you'll be performing. And we just want to thank you for coming on again and sharing your story. And have a good night, okay, Pam?
All right, Steven, I definitely will. And, hey, Steven, I just wanted to tell everybody to hit me up on my Facebook. Hit the Facebook up and hit me up on Twitter, which is Pamela Long, the number one behind it, because the Pamela Long Online is under reconstruction. We actually about to do something real crazy, about to put up some new pictures and all of that. So the website is about to be bananas. But you can hit me up, Pamela Long, on Facebook, and then on Twitter, Pamela Long, the number one behind Long.
All right. Well, look, Big Sis, thank you for coming on. God bless you.
Okay, bro. God bless
you,
Stephen. Love you, bro.
Love you, too.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with Stephen Fuller.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Now it's time to go back into Steve's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during the segment. Each week, we select artists to play on our playlist. Tonight, our playlist features songs from independent artists and major artists, including Brandy, Chris Brown, and Prestigious, who's been on the show before. If you're interested in being featured on Steve's playlist, please email us at thestevenightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. All songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing. We definitely look forward to hearing from you. Now, we tried to get Pam's new single on tonight, but we weren't able to get it. We're playing it next week. Definitely check out her new single. You'll definitely enjoy it. But our first song tonight is by Brandy featuring Chris Brown, entitled Put It Down. Check it out and enjoy Steven's pleasure.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it, I'ma put it down.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down, if you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down.
You gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down. You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down.
You gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
Ooh, you're talking so tough. Damn, I love it all. Even the way you flex, that's what turns me on.
Ooh, you know you make me weak.
Just 'cause the way you are. 'Cause everybody in here knows that you're a star. And still I'm letting you know. The sweetest heart, any man that wants a babe,
he gon' have to
work hard. From what I see, you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta see what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down, if you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down,
you gon' fall in love.
Fall in love. I'ma put it down.
You fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I hope the chivalry ain't dead to you, boy, 'cause I'm grown. Got to pull up and then come up with that when I see what I want. Gotta go old school with me sometimes. Still keep it so 2012 on me, 'cause I still beef it up. And still I want you to know. Got the sweetest heart. Even though he can ride it cool for me,
he gon' have to work hard.
And now I see you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta feel what you put on it to make sure you're
if you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard,
baby,
maybe we can fall in love.
And all your cake, girl, you better stop, I got a big ego. I'm sippin' on that brandy, that liquor comes in handy. And girl, I know you fancy, but this party I'm financing. You told me it ain't even like that. She been hating all night, her friend up tight, alright. I took her out the club, told her girl she be right back. Back to the crib, and in the morning all this was worth it. Baby, go get your hair did, then buy you a couple purses. You just perfect.
You might change the way I feel. Teach me how to let go.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it good right, maybe we can fall in love. If you put it,
you're not ready for the fame. Oh, 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 Out the it, though he went, started another family, and he ain't leave a cent. Rarely heard from him since. Nowadays I'm playing daddy myself, father of 6 years a trip, but for me it doesn't bother a bit. Stick to my guns, live for my daughters, live for my sons, live on the run, if that's what it takes to get them some funds. I've been a broken man, hopefully, but my kids kept me focused, hoping to that little bit of sunshine that they provide. Every time that I look in their eyes, I feel alive. So when I say I die for my seeds, don't be surprised. And when I say I kill for my loved ones, I really mean it. This feeling that I get, dog, I couldn't have never dreamed it. And I ain't really looking for no props at all. Message to my daddy, dog, you really dropped the ball. I couldn't imagine not being there for my kids. Get on because of the things I never did. Get no pity, home, really home with yourself. How can you live when your flesh and bone was lacking you? It's like you don't exist. But I've done good without you. I've grown despite you. Never be just like you. And on my own too, I stand. Look, I'm right here. It's quite clear this is your beautiful as nightmare.
Been about a month since you've been gone. I guess it's pretty clear that you ain't coming home. Meanwhile, I'm trying to find the strength to move on. Searching the streets, trying to find you a clone. I didn't realize that every breath I took was from you. And you were my air, and I can't be civilized. I don't know how to live without you. I need you here. Feels like I'm holding my breath. Don't let me die, girl. Don't let me die, girl. Don't let me die. I got nothing left. Don't let me die, girl. Don't let me die, girl. Don't let me die. I guess I fucked up pretty bad.
That was Steven's playlist. I want to thank both our guests, Travis Hunter. Definitely check him out. His Twitter is Travis E. Hunter. And Pamela Long, my big sis, love her to death. Pamela Long 1. Follow them both on Twitter. Find out what's going on with them, their project. Travis with Dark Child, the short film coming out, and Pam, her new album coming out. You definitely want to check that out. Check both of them out. Ms. Parker, we missed her tonight, but she'll be back next week. GK did a great job filling in. GK, are you there? So there's some technical difficulties. You there? Okay, GK. So I appreciate your help tonight.
I appreciate you having me.
But we'll be back again next week. We have some great shows lined up for you. And until next week, God bless. Have a good week.
Good night, everybody.
Everything gon' be alright. And when we get there, I'ma see a pretty, pretty, pretty.